Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Back to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. I got up feeling a little bit sick this morning. Today is Sunday, July 18th, and then something made my day. I had been talking about the ex, and lo and behold, he pops up. I guess that's the sign. Whenever I start talking about him, he'll pop up. He sent me a song this morning, which isn't uncommon. He used to send me a lot of songs when we were actually together and while we were separated like that. So he sent me a song this morning. I played a song for you all that he sent me a few months ago. He sent songs since then, but I just hadn't came over here and played them to you all. The song he sent me a few months ago, it was Su Ultima Canción, and it was kind of his way of saying in song that he had released the relationship, because remember, we had been married for 22 years. I was the one that ended the marriage, and it took him a long time to, like, get over that, I guess. I think it more because it had been 22 years. Like, he had made his mind up. He was in the marriage. So he sent me that Ultima Canción 4 months ago, I think, and I played it. I actually came on and I sung it to you all. He listens to the podcast. I sung it to you all, and I sang it, and you all were like, "You're Angelic Karma, please don't sing anymore. Keep your day job. You're not good at singing, so don't do that like that." But this morning, the song he sent me, it was surprisingly not about the romantic relationship, but I guess he had been reminiscing, because I had lived in his country for 9 years. First, we met here in the United States. We married here. We went to his country. I lived there for 9 years, as I told you all. And then we came back here. He lived in the United States. He's lived in the United States for many, many years. He wasn't born here. He wasn't raised here. He didn't go to school here. He was a man when he came here, like that. So I guess because when I was in his country on year seven, I got homesick. I was like very homesick. And because I am a patriot, you all know that I am most definitely conservative. I love the United States. He also, the good thing about living in his country is they were, everybody in the country, it was like, a lot of patriotism. They love their country. It was like, viva, like that. And I love the ambiente. I love that environment of the love that they have for their country. I most definitely love it. We would go to a lot of parties, a lot of fiestas about celebrating the country, most definitely. Every time, they were very celebratory people. Every time there was a celebration about the country itself, that was going to raise a crowd. So, and he knew that I was, before we went to his country, he knew that I was most definitely the United States through and through, like that, even when I was in his country and when I came back. We came back late 2015. So I had been there a whole 9 years before that, like that. So, and he sent me this song, and I guess he had been reminiscing. It's very endearing about when I came back, we came back to the United States. So I guess he actually, like, noticed. He knew I was, like, happy. I would have been, you know, one of those persons that comes back and like get on their knees, like kiss the ground. Like, yeah, that dramatic, like that. And so I guess he noticed it. I'm going to play you all the song that he sent me. I'm going to translate it most definitely. I hope that I can translate it quick enough before it goes into the next verse. I'm not going to try to sing too much because I don't want you to be y'all to be like, okay, your angelic comment. It would have been a beautiful song if you would have hushed. But here we go. And it's called Melina. And I want to say, Viva Los Cubanos before we get started. He said, you are a fire of love, sunlight, volcano, and land. And wherever you pass, you leave your mark.
Naciste para querer, escucharlo por volver.
He said, woman, you were born to love. You fought to come. He said, mujer, you were born to love. You fought to come back to your land and come your people like that.
Has vuelto, Melina. Hasta sus manos hace Dios.
He said, you've come back, Melina. Raise your hands to God. He's listened to your voice. He heard your voice. He said, raise your hands to God. He listened to you. Your eyes reflect the pain, and your alma reflects the heart. You've come back. Okay. He said the trace of your song took root, I guess her crying and wanting to come back to her country, that where there was crying, there's now singing, that her gray eyes are now gonna come back to smiling. My eyes are green, so. And I'm gonna let you all hear it without me interrupting, but I wanna go ahead and translate the song. He said that her life and her reason is her country. He knew that I was conservative to the bone. He said, now you're where there was crying, now there is singing. You come back. Raise your hands to God. He heard your voice. You come back. Your eyes reflect the pain, and your heart, your soul reflects the love. Your song, your words reflect your roots. Now your great eyes are going to be singing again. Now I'm going to let you all hear it without me interrupting. So the basis of the song is that she had come back to her country, that wherever she was in the world, she left her mark there. And that now she can raise her hands to God, that he had heard her voice of wanting to come back. that where there was crying, now there's singing, that her gray eyes are now going to be, her gray eyes are going to be smiling again like that. My eyes are not gray. My eyes are green. And that's the basis of what the song is. I guess he was reminiscing on that. And that's what he was reminiscing on. So I'm going to let you all listen to the song without me interrupting so you all can actually hear. But I might sing though.
Eres fuego de amor, luz del sol, volcán y tierra, por donde pasas, dejas huella.
Tú naciste para querer, has luchado por volver. A tu tierra y con tu gente, has puesto melina, tus manos hacia Dios, que escuche tu voz, la 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 la.
Has puesto melina,
you come back,
tus ojos
reflejan el gozo y tu alma el amor, la 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 la. Your eyes reflect the pain. And your soul to love. Your gray eyes are gonna laugh again. Your life and your reason is your country. I love this song, and it was so good to be with somebody that understood the love of country, because he was most definitely happy that I was happy when we got back. I love that part in the song when he says that that your song reflects roots like that, because he loved that I loved the United States, even though this was not his country, but he understood that because he also shared a deep love for his country. So he was most definitely happy that I was happy. So I guess that was what he was reminiscing about that day, because I could not hide the smile. But I was like, the United States has turned into a shithole. But I was so happy to be back though, like that. Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.